Happy 2024, everyone. I hope you're having a good year so far. It's been a while since I posted anything, and I thought I should start my year and my content creation journey for the year with this particular video, because I had quite an eventful holiday season and start to the new year. So in this particular video, I'll be talking about what to look for when you're looking for health insurance policies in Kenya, because sometime in between July and August, September there, I was in the same position. I wanted to change my health insurance company for specific reasons. So I had taken the time to do a lot of research and see what policy I can get that really aligned with the needs that I needed. So when I got sick over the holidays, and after then, that I really appreciated. I know the importance of having insurance, but during all that ordeal and what I went through, like, I was really grateful that I had an insurance policy, and my loved ones, like my mother, and they didn't have to worry about hospital bills. For them, it was just like nursing me and making sure that I get back to my usual self, to my healthy self. So I'll share some of the tips from my experience, like searching for health insurance companies in Kenya. Point number one, mostly, I want to start with the importance of health insurance. This is a risk management tool that you must have in your financial plan. One of the biggest pros of this is that because it gives you financial security. So if you're ever in such a situation, the probability is that you're going to have to liquidate some of your savings, and even your loved ones have to chip in to pay for that, to help pay for those hospital bills. But if you have a health insurance policy in place, then your finances are kind of cushioned against such ordeals. Number two, it reduces the stress. You don't always have to worry, like, if I fell sick today, what would happen? How will I get the money to pay for the hospital bills? Like, there's that kind of stress relief when you know if you're admitted, if you get sick, you have an insurer who has got your back. Number three is that it helps you have access to quality healthcare. Of course, this is subjective. It depends with how much policy you can afford. Some can afford an inpatient limit of 20 million. Others can only afford up to 1 million. But kama pondo mfuko yako inafika, then that's quality healthcare that you can get compared to not having health insurance at all. And number four, this should be a good reason. It will help you reduce your tax liability, that is your tax payment for the year. Insurance policies, like your life insurance or even your health insurance policy, you're allowed to deduct it for tax purposes. In Kenya, it's like a 15% of the annual premium, or up to 60,000 per annum. So at the end of the day, you're getting the financial security, you're getting stress relief when it comes to medical costs and all that, and you're reducing your tax liability at the same time. Now, what are some of the key things that you need to look at when you're looking for a health insurance policy? Number one, it is your particular needs. Are you looking for health insurance for you as an individual, as a single person? Or do you need to get one for your family, where you have beneficiaries, like your spouse and even your kids? Number two, even if you have like a health insurance from your employer, is it enough? How much more limit in a policy would you be looking for that would help you feel like your family really has an insurance, a comprehensive health insurance that can help you take care of their medical bills? Because even if you're employed, some employers will not provide like health insurance for beneficiaries. Others will have like a low limit that even you as an individual is probably not enough for you. So yes, even if you have an employer's health insurance policy, you can still get your personal one. As you're looking at your needs, it's good to also evaluate any like health conditions that you might have. Maybe if you already have like pre-existing conditions, because they're also going to determine your premium levels, and they can also help you determine how much policy limit you feel is enough to help you cater to this cost. Number two, you have to decide whether you want inpatient or outpatient or both of them. Outpatient is when you go to the hospital and you're not admitted or you don't occupy a hospital bed. So you just go in for a checkup and you go home. Inpatient is when you have to occupy a hospital bed, whether overnight or for more than that, or even for surgeries. And those that occupy a hospital bed for a day, they're called day patients. That also falls under inpatient. So it depends also with your particular needs. If you feel that you spend a lot of time on hospital hallways, then it might make sense for you to get an outpatient policy. But there are people who feel that outpatient premiums are a bit high considering their specific health issues and all that. So it all narrows to your particular needs. Three, when you're looking at the insurer's packages, you also need to look at their list of network hospitals and providers. So every insurance company will have a list of healthcare providers and hospitals that they prefer to work with. If there is a specific practitioner that you like seeing, then it will be ideal to make sure that they're in that insurer's network. If there are particular hospitals that you like visiting, then it's good to ensure that they're in that insurance company's network of providers. One thing I noticed is there were a lot of options. But when it comes to these other smaller cities and satellite towns, there were some limited options. Like where I live right now in Kwale, like there are some hospitals. I was like, yeah, I hear this is a good hospital. In case of an emergency, I would like to go there. But when I look at the list of providers, network providers and hospitals in some of the insurance companies I had on my list for possible insurers I would go for, those hospitals were not in their network. Number four, look at the waiting period. That is the waiting period for pre-existing conditions, because all insurance companies I looked at, I know they have like a waiting period for specific pre-existing conditions. But there's also the general waiting period for any illness, any particular illness. So this will range between mostly 30 and 60 days. So it's up to you, whichever insurer you want to work with. It might not play a big role, but I felt it's important to look at that. And also, this is why I think you need to start this kind of planning early on, so that emergencies come anytime. You can never plan for them. But the earlier you start, then the earlier you're prepared for such scenarios. Because one of the mistakes I did is I really took a lot of time to make up my mind. And considering that I went back to the same insurer, I should not have let my other insurance lapse. I should have told them that I just want to migrate to a different package, and I would not have had that waiting days. But fortunately, when I needed that insurance, like my waiting period ilikuwa imeisha almost like a week before that. If I had gotten sick sometime in November, there's no way the insurance would have paid for that hospital bill, which included surgery. So yeah, that was a very stupid mistake I did, and I know it was a stupid mistake. So when you're planning, if you've not started your financial planning, this is the right time to do it. And if you don't have a risk management strategy in place, this is the right time to start doing it. And the most important thing is to make sure that you have a health insurance. It's among one of those insurance policies that it's a must have in your financial plan. So anyway, yeah, back to the waiting period. So compare what the insurance companies have. But I feel especially if you have a pre-existing condition, go through each insurance company's waiting period. Also, if you're planning to start a family during the waiting period, you also need to look for maternity, because I realize some have like a waiting period for maternity care. So look at that. If you're hoping to start a family anytime soon, then it's time to start getting that insurance. So when you're starting your family, your insurance can take care of those costs. Number five, that's the cost of the premiums and what is covered in that particular premium. So insurance companies, yes, there are different insurance companies offering health insurance. But in each company, you realize that they have different packages. So every package has like a different policy limit. So the higher the limit, the higher your premium will be. But within that, make sure that you do like a comparison list of what each coverage has. Because some will have a premium that is more or less the same. Let's say like maybe 30K, and another one is like 31K. But the particular sublimits and the things that they provide coverage for, and also those add-on services will be totally different. Some will even cater for like medical care outside the country, but within specific countries that they work with. But others will not have that option, even if the premium is more or less the same. So take your time to really go through those options, the premium range for each package, and the particular coverages, the particular services that you can enjoy, and also the sub limits for each condition, because some have that. And number six, you also need to consider the exclusions. These are the things that the insurance company will not cover at all. So you need to make sure that you read the policy document clearly, so you know what is covered and what is not covered. And finally, look at the insurance company's history. How is their customer care? How is their financial foundation? Is this a company that has a stable financial foundation or not? Do they honor claims? Are other clients, other customers complaining? In addition to that, you also need to make sure that this the company is regulated by the necessary regulatory body, and that is the Insurance Regulatory Authority of Kenya. How much does it cost? It will really depend on the insurance company that you're using. It will also depend on your health condition. It will depend on your age. It will depend on any pre-existing conditions that you have. There are very many things that go into it, but generally, from as low as 10,000, you can get an inpatient cover from a private insurance company. If you cannot afford that at the moment, then at the very minimum, ensure that you have NHIF. NHIF for the self-employed is 500 per month, so that's 6,000 per year. And they also have a network of providers that they work with for inpatient, outpatient, and other sorts of conditions. So you can check their website and see their network of providers and hospitals. But at the very minimum, ensure that at least you have NHIF. Even if you have private cover, it's important to also have NHIF, because now like there's some sort of co-sharing. Like for me, then NHIF paid for the hospital bed and the insurance paid for the other bill. But also, if you have NHIF and it has any issues, please make sure you sort it as early as possible. I had my NHIF had some issues, and I'd been trying to sort it with them for a while, but I think because now you think you're healthy and all that, so I was like, I also have private cover, so I never took the time to really go to their offices and try to sort it out until it was too late. So the first time I was admitted, I was admitted twice within a span of 2 days. So the first time I was admitted, we were trying to sort NHIF, and the period that they're supposed to request for pre-authorization lapsed. So I had to cater for that bill myself. But the second time, since I'd sorted everything out, they requested for pre-authorization and it went smoothly. I really didn't experience any issues. So ensure you have NHIF, but ensure like your cover doesn't, your cover is active. Final one before I leave, you can work with an insurance agent to help you determine which insurance company you can work with or which policy is best for you. But I like doing my own research. So before I talked to the agent for the second time, I went back and did further research and looked at all the policies and considered what I wanted extra. And we talked about why I wanted to leave the insurer, and he explained, we talked, and he's like, you can still come back if you really like them. And I really liked the package that they were offering, and so that's why I went back. We smoothened everything out. But I would recommend like doing your own research. For me, I went to PesaBaza. This is not an ad for them. This is based on my experience. I went to PesaBaza. You provide your information and they populate it. They populate with some options for you based on the policy limit that you're looking for, your age and all that. And I like the kind of summary that they provide, like this insurance company, this is their premium, this is what is covered, these are some of the exclusions, and plus even a list of hospitals and care providers that are within their network. So by the time I went back to the agent, like I had a better idea of what I was looking for. So that's something I would recommend. Otherwise, that's all for today. I hope you have a good year ahead and not as eventful as mine has been so far. But start your financial planning, have a risk management strategy in place, and make sure that you have the necessary insurance policies at in your corner. And one of those is a health insurance policy. It really comes through when it's important. That's all. I'll see you in the next video.